Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Investigator Mike Frayer with the Livingston County Sheriff's Cold Case Team. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I'm anxious to talk to you. A case that's made the headlines for many years now and has kind of resurged again with some new information. That's the case of the missing teacher from Okemos, Paige Rinkowski. The case dates back to 1990. Some new information has come to light recently once the cold case got going. Perhaps you could give us a little bit of the background, and then we'll delve into where we're going with the case now.
Okay. Actually, the information is it's old information that was around and had really not been looked at that much. And we took a look at it and decided, well, this is something that that we need to pay some attention to. And we started following it up, and that's when it kind of caught the imagination of the public, and which has been great because we've received more tips in the last 2 weeks than in probably the past year.
Well, and the clarification is important, and I thank you for that. It's old information, but the team taking a look at this just kind of started taking a look at this cold case team just 2 or 3 years ago.
We've been in existence just a little over 2 years. So we started, matter of fact, on the 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Of,
okay.
Of Paige's disappearance.
And she was last seen along I-96 near the Fowlerville exit on the side of a road with her car. And what else do we know from that time period that you've been able to piece together?
Well, I can kind of run a little bit of the timeline.
Sure.
We know that she had taken her mother to a metropolitan airport in Detroit to catch a flight to go see another daughter down in Atlanta, Georgia, and she dropped her mother off around 11:30 in the morning. She then went to Canton, Michigan to visit an old school friend of hers where she stayed for a while, left there around 2:30, quarter to 3. We're thinking probably closer to 2:30. We know she stopped at a party store for a little bit at Ford Road and 275 in Canton and probably left there around 3 o'clock. The last we know of her, her car was found later the evening of the 24th of May 1990 on the north shoulder of westbound 96 within sight of the Fowlerville exit, but I'm going to say maybe a quarter of a mile. The vehicle was still running. All the doors were locked except for the driver's side door. Her shoes were on the floor at the driver's side. Her purse was on the seat, on the passenger seat. Vehicle was still running when it was found. No mechanical defects. Didn't look like it had been an accident. And it was the last time that Mrs. Rinkowski was seen, and we placed the timeline, we figured, between 3:15 and possibly 4:30 at the latest.
Now, kind of the working theory that your cold case team is looking at now is that from information I've read, is that you believe perhaps she was stopped by someone who was posing as an authority figure, and that might have been the reason she pulled over.
That's one of the theories we're working on. There's probably about three or main theories. That's one of them. The other one is that it was somehow she was forced over, maybe with by somebody, like they feigned an accident. That it's called swooping. And but there were no signs on the car that it had been in any kind of an accident. And one of the others is that it was somebody that she knew and recognized and pulled over to talk to him. That one, we're not that involved. We're not that keen on that one because it didn't make any sense if she knew the person. You know, she was within sight of a restaurant. If she wanted to talk to him, they could have gone a quarter of a mile and sat down in a restaurant and talked instead of by the side of I-96.
Part of the information that we kind of alluded to off the top was some clues that had come to you back in 1990, not you, because you weren't working on the case at the time, but you're taking a look at now. Is that what has led you to some of the new searches?
One of them, this was the search of an actual physical area came from a tip that came in an anonymous map and accompanying note that the team working on it then in 1999 received.
Okay, 99, I'm sorry.
And it kind of really gave some very specific, really specific area where she might be located up in up off of Silver Road in Cahokta Township. And we've spent the last couple weeks over there really intensively searching it. But it's a very rural area. You've got woods, you've got swamp, you've got fields. It's pretty much got everything that Michigan has to offer in the way of rough terrain.
And making the search more difficult. You're using some equipment, though, to try to help you in that search that is on loan.
It's a ground-penetrating radar, which was first developed to assist in finding MIAs by the military. And we got it through the kindness of an organization called the McLaughlin Group, which provides technical assistance to law enforcement agencies. Unfortunately, our time with it's run out. As a matter of fact, today I'm passing it over to another department who has to do a search.
Are you going to come back to look to this area again, though, or continue the search without that?
Yes, we are. Actually, we received some, as a result of our work and some of the media exposure we've got, we received several really interesting tips over the past week or two. And one of them brings us right back to that area, only farther east than where we were looking. So we're going to be out there Monday just scouting this ground out and figuring out what we need to do.
You have, I can only imagine the mound of paperwork and tips and information you've gone through in the last year or so working on this case. I'm guessing it's quite extensive.
Well, we have, as of right now, I'm making a guesstimate, about 1,050 actual written tips.
Wow.
And matter of fact, the first month that when we started this case, we spent it reading because there are five full standing file cabinets of written information reports and tips.
And for nothing to be found in all of these years or information, no sign of her ever coming up. I mean, you've worked, you're a retired police chief in Westland, Michigan also. Is it unusual to have no sighting ever happen again?
It's not the common occurrence. There are cases where a victim has been concealed and buried and never seen again. For example, they had one that happened up north in Oscoda County where two hunters disappeared. They've never been found.
Mm-hmm.
But they did find out who did it through a witness that finally came forth, and they did get a conviction, but they have never found the actual victims.
And I'm guessing because, as you said, because of the recent attention to this case, there's some more information has come in. So it's never too late. So, folks listening now, if they have any recollection of something unusual, even if they think it's not relevant, they need to give you a call.
Absolutely. And many of the tips we get, they start out, I don't know if it's anything important, but. And those are the kind of calls that are eventually going to crack this case.
Well,
and, if you know anything, if you've heard anything, if you've seen anything, if you've heard a conversation, anything that might have any bearing, please call us. We will get back to you.
Very good. Well, Investigator, I can't thank you enough for your time. We'll keep following this case along as well. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anyway, can I give a message to whoever might be responsible?
Sure.
Don't get too comfortable. We're coming.
I like that message. We'll repeat that again. Don't get too comfortable. We're coming. Thank you, sir.
The over-the-hill gang is on your trail.
And they're relentless, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir, very much. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you.
Investigator Mike Freyer with the Livingston County Sheriff's Cold Case Team. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.